Gemara in Brachis Davov Amud Bey says, Kol hakriveya mokom litfilosoi. If somebody is mispalel in a kfiyistik mokom, in other words, you don't jump around every day in a different place. Now every day you daven in a mokom kavua. Elokei Avram be'ezroi. The God from Avram is going to help you. The God from Avram is going to help you. If you have this inyan of being kaveya mokom litfilosoi, you're going to be kaveya mokom litfilosoi. The Eivishter, the God from Avram, is going to help you. Ukshemeis, and when the person's going to die, you know what they're going to say by his hesped? Ukshemeis, I'm the malov, hey chosid, hey onov, mitamidov shel Avram Avinu. Ah, agavaldike chosid, agavaldike onov, from the talmidim from Avram Avinu. Now, first state on this Gemara. Let's understand this. The Gemara, if you take a look in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin, the Gemara says that Dovra Melech said, told the Eibishter, Rabbein Shalom, Mipnei Ma, Oimrim Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchok, Velekei Yankov, Ve'ein Oimrim Alekei David. Why in the Nusach of Shmoyne Esrei, when a Yid davens to the Eibishter, and he has his bakoshes to the Eibishter, so he says, Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchok, Velekei Yankov, and he doesn't say, Alekei David. Until David HaMelech had stark, he didn't understand the Hanhoga, why the Eibishter did it that way, and the Eibishter told him, no, inu minsuli, they had nisyonis, and you didn't have any nisyon, so David HaMelech asked for a nisyon, because he wanted to have that people should say in Shmoyne Esre, Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yankov, Alekei David. What does this mean? Pshat Hazay. The Chayit, there's only one God, Mahab no ain't tat in Himmel. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yankov? Chas v'shem, what does this mean? There's only one Eibishter. What do we mean Alekei, the God from Avram, the God from Yitzchak, and the God from Yankov? What's meant this? It's not an Eibishter, it's Hashem Echad. The Pshat's like this. Avram Avinu was such a moedidik tzaddik. Avram Avinu did such wonderful things in the Bria, that the Eibishter told Avram, my kind Avram, whatever I did for you, I'm going to do for your children. That's what it means, Alekei Avram. When a Yid says, Rabbeinu Shalom, Alekei Avram, when we refer to the Eibishter as Tata, and Dubistok, the God from Avram, you know what we're asking? We're not asking Stam for Siyata Deshmaya. We're banking in on a certain Hanhoga that's called Alekei Avram. We're asking Rabbeinu Shalom, just like what you helped Avram, we're asking you should help us. What if a person says Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak? That's a double tefillah. I thought it's only one Eibishter. But just because the Eibishter did a chesed, let's say to Noach, or the Eibishter did a chesed to Odom Rishon, does that mean the Eibishter is going to do it to us? Avushtei. So if we could say Alekei Avram, das mein, that's just like the Eibishter helped Avram, ich bin doch Avram's kin, so I'm asking Rabbeinu Shlom, help me also, just like the same things he helped Avram. What's the raya that everything that happened to Yitzchak is going to happen the same hatzolus and the same chesed and the same shefa from Rachman b'li gvul and tachlis that went to Yitzchak Avinu? How do we know that's going to come to Gans Klai Yisrael? Of thus, therefore, we say Alekei Yitzchak. What's the pshat Alekei Yankov? It's another tefillah, the Rabbeinu Shalom. The same way that you helped my Zayde Avram, the same way you helped my Zayde Yitzchak, the same way you helped my Zayde Yankov, I'm asking you, you should help me with this and this until you misspell the Shmoyne Esrei tefillahs. Every time you say Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Alekei Yankov, you have to be mechaven, that just like the Eibishter helped all the wonderful things he did for Avram, and all the wonderful things he did for Yitzchak, and all the wonderful things he did for Yankov, those three hanhogas, I'm asking the Baruch Shalom, give me those three hanhogas. Why? And you promised them. David HaMelech wanted that every good, wonderful thing that happened to him, and David went through so much tzaras, went through so many times the life story of David, how much he suffered from the first day that he came into the world. It was mamish gefeller vivulat gelitin, until the last minute from sein leben. And vivul chesed, how the Eibishter was paid him, the whole Sefer Tehillim is the story of David HaMelech's tzaras, and how the Eibishter him geratifet from his tzaras. So David HaMelech wanted that the Yidden should be able to also have a Lekei David. Just like the Eibishter helped Avram, Yitzchak and Yankov, and the Eibishter helped David, every Yid should have the same things happening to him. The same Hatzalah. Thus the Eibishter said, no, that I can't do. You're not that great that everything I did for you, I can do for your children. Why? Because Avram, they had Nisyonisin. Yitzchak had Nisyonisin. And Yankov had also a lot of Nisyonisin. But you didn't have any Nisyon. So David HaMelech said, okay, the Rebbeinu Shem, give me an Nesoyin, and David fell through with the Nesoyin, and he wasn't Zeicher for the Anhog of Lekei David. We can't say Lekei David. We could only say Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzhak, Lekei Yaika. We could say Mogen David, but a Lekei David, that we can't say. Oy Bazoi, the Gemara is a Pella. The Gemara says that Kol HaKeveya Mokam L'Tfilosai, anybody that's Keveya Mokam L'Tfilosai, Vaisachos from the Lashon of the Gemara Be'etzem, that the person Be'etzem is not such a big tzaddik. He wouldn't have been Zeicha for the Lekei Avram. Now just because the person is Keveya Mokam L'Tfilosai, he's Zeicha for Lekei Avram Be'ezrei. All the Hanhogas that had to Avram Avinu with the Ebishtem Geben. Stelz of the Kash, the Chapella Neura. Wie verstehst du die Sache? How do you understand it? The person Be'etzem shouldn't be Zeicher for Lekei Avram. He shouldn't be Zeicher for the wonderful chesedim that the Eibshtem of Avram he should get. But just because he's Keveya Mokam L'Tfilosai, he should get this Anhoga. And the Gemara says, why? Because just like Avram Avinu was Keveya Mokam L'Tfilosai, is the Zelbe Zeicher for Yid is Keveya Mokam L'Tfilosai, he gets the Zelbe Matonim. How do you understand it? Just because a Yid does a kleiner Meisele, a kleiner Pula, he imitates Avram Avinu in one Nekuda, he should be Zeicher for Lekei Avram, the Teretz is Azei. And this is a very important Nekuda. And befat us in America, we have to realize this Yisod. Because we don't realize what it means, the Fliya Dikadoris. So we have to tune in to know what is the Fliya Dikadoris and what they did for us. There's a Gevaldik Yisod that Rabbi Yerucham speaks about in the second Sefer. And he says that everything that Klal Yisrael has, everything for generations that Klal Yisrael has, is not because Klal Yisrael is so wonderful and so great. Of course, we're taka wonderful and we're so great. But not because that alone are we zeicha to have these wonderful matanas. The reason why we're zeicha for everything is because we are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did everything for us. They were the ones that did everything. The rest of the things that we do, we just fill in. And fill out the poil, the Bekoich of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. In other words, let's say you want to teach a little child how to write. So what do? You make like a aleph, and you tell the kid, you put a pen in the kid's hand, and you say, go over the dotted line. Make an aleph like this, and make a beis like this, and all the kid has to train his hand is to go over the dotted line. And if the many times he goes over the dotted line, the kid can do it by himself. But how do you teach the kid to make the aleph? The kid goes over the dotted line. What we do, all our avodas Hashem, all the avodas Hashem of the Rambam, all the avodas Hashem of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov, all the avodas Hashem of the Heilige Vilna Gaon, all the avodas Hashem of the Tanoim Vamnoroyim, all their avoda is just going over the dotted line of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And it's a Gevaldike Yisod. It's a very, very important Yisod. All we have to do is still zichtzu to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. We have to look into the Torah. We have to learn good all the stories of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And once we know good the stories of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, we have to imitate those stories. And if you imitate those stories, even the littlest maisa, but it's an imitation, to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Yezorcha v'lekei Avram, v'lekei Yitzchak v'lekei Yaakov. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Somebody does just one little pula of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, even though Be'etzem you shouldn't be Zeicha. But Vibalt, you went over the dotted line of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov in the Gemara of Proteus, says Avram, therefore you're Zeicha for the Kei Avram Be'ezrei. You have to picture and visualize this. Visualize that a tremendous riesige electric generator that's riesig big and riesig strong that gives electricity mamish to the whole face, the whole state. What do you have to do? You have to get yourself wires to plug yourself, plug till you get plugged into that generator. If you're plugged into that generator, you'll be gevaldik. But if you stand on your own, you don't want to be connected to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Then you won't have any electricity. What's going to keep you going? You're running away from the others. Don't run away from the others. Stay with Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov and you'll get everything. That's the message from this Gemara. Kol HaKeveya Mokam L'Tfilosai. Do one little maisa. One little maisa of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. We're talking about a person Be'etzem is not Zeicha to get a Lekei Avram. He's not Zeicha to get that Anhoga. But if you imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Akleina Pula, just daven in the Mokam Kavua. Why? Because Avram Avinu did it. So that means you're taking your little machine kale and you're plugging it in with a long, long wire till the big generator of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And if you do this little pula of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, then you're Zeicha for the Anhoga of Lekei Avram. The Zelbe Zach, we could see the other way. If somebody chas v'shalom does different than Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, he could mamish lose everything. The Ramban tells us in Bamidbar Kapitel Yedalet Pasuk Yitzayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mispel for the Meraglim, he did everything he can. He wanted to save Klal Yisrael, he wanted to save the Meraglim, but he wasn't mazkir chas dey ovois. He didn't say v'zeche chas dey ovois. He wasn't mazkir in yonim of the ovois. Zot Elik Ramban, you know why? Because it wouldn't have helped Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe would have been masked, the Chassadim Rabbeisham, help the Meraglim, help Klaisa, because of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, it wouldn't have helped. You know why? Because the Meraglim, they were koifer in Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov wanted to have Eretz Yisrael. Vibelt, they were koifer. What Avram Yitzchak Yaakov stood for, they lose the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. You can get so much, just connect yourself to Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Connect yourself, say, Ich will sein Ayid. I want to imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and everything. And if you do that, then you're zeich of everything. But even if you're as great as the Meraglim, they were the biggest people, they were the creator, the Anshei Shem, they were the greatest dimension of Klaisel. But they ran away from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They didn't want to have any shaykhs to them. We don't want Eretz Yisrael, we don't need Eretz Yisrael. We'd rather stay in the Midbar. Oh, the Vusishkin Eretz Yisrael, so then Moshe Rabbeinu can't be misspelled at the schus of Avram to help you. Because when can Avram help you? Only if you imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. But if you don't imitate Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, then you can't get that schus. That's the pshat, the Gemara that tells us in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara has a whole meridical language. I don't want to go into the Pratim. But the Gemara fears eyes. Call me Sha'im boy, Mishlei Shemidus Halalu Enim Ezadish Avram Avinu. A person that doesn't have the midah for Rachamim, he doesn't have the midah from Baishonis, he doesn't have the midah from Gomel Chasadim, Bisonish from Avram Avinu's Kindalach, Ay Lechor Al Pitevi, you are a Yid, your continuation, but Skatnish Hazay. You can Chas V'Shalom, Atoizim Al Chas V'Shalom, be Kodesh yourself from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and you stand all alone. And you're standing all alone in the island, just takes a little while, then the ocean water picks itself up. And then the island is not around anymore, it disintegrates, there's no zeich from it. The person stands alone on the island, it's not shayach. What you have to do is you have to plug yourself into Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. That's the pshat the Gemara Shabbos Nun Hei tells us. Tamuz chus ovois. The ovois, unseres chus of an ovois ending. That means what the Yidden did certain avedis. That they were kodesh themselves from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. That's the extra Gehenna of the world. Why are you running away from Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? They're the generator. They're the electric generator. They're going to give you the connection. They're going to connect you to the Yevshah. They're going to give you the whole Olam Haba, the whole Olam Hazah. Anything you need, just take your plug and plug yourself into Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and anything. Just be kavei amakom l'tfilose. Every day, don't daven in the halls. Daven in your seat, Mr. Zeicher for Lekei Avram. So chanoyle de gazach. Because the ovois, we'll soon see, were so rich, and so strong, and so powerful. They were such generators, that if any the yids are going to cleanse the yid in the world, and the yid did who knows what avedis, who knows this kain schusim in the world, but he goes in the same place, in the same kavei amakom l'tfilose. He davens every day in the same place. We're not even talking about the base medrash. Any place, but here's where I daven. Here's where I daven every day. And you take this thing, why am I doing it? If you plug yourself in, even with the littlest thing, to the ovois, alekei Avram Bezroi. The apes is going to help you just like he helped Avram. He took him out of Ur Kasdan. He bought from him against a Klaisol. The apes will also take you out of Ur Kasdan. And from you will also come a helika Klaisol. Why? Because you plugged yourself into Avram. What did you do? Are you not like Avram? You're so far. Makes a difference. I did one thing because Avram Avinu did it. I want to be like my Zayder. You want to imitate your Zayder? Just like your Zayder, the Abish gave your Zayder everything, the Abish will give you everything. So where did the Gazach? Us in America, we were ripped away. Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, he ripped us away. All the best things that we have, the whole parade of Klal Yisrael, all those wonderful Goyim and Tzaddikim, the Levush that they had, the Yiddish Levush, we look so different compared to those Yidden that looked in Europe. We're so far away in Torah and avoiding the Mischa Sodom from those Helike Yidden in Europe. And we stand alone, so to speak, far, far away. And who knows, Chas V'Shalom, the way that Avraham Kotler said, every generation is always one Yedida to a different Yedida. It's one lesson, dagger lesson to a different dagger. And Avraham Kotler said, but if the way Hitler Yimach Shemoy did, he made it that there should be a Yelida of 40 generations. And Avraham with his copy shot stopped. There's a Yelida for us Americans to the day before 40 generations we went down. So Chas V'Shalom was so far away. So what's our avoider? What do we have to do? We have to turn around. And we say, Afapi, that we're Americans, and even though our Lefush is different, and even though we don't have the same rabbis that our rabbis had from the Friede Kedor, but we're going to turn around and face Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and we're going to do what our Ovis did. We're going to imitate our Ovis. We're going to like our Ovis. We're going to learn about our Ovis. We'll read about our Ovis. We'll have pictures about our Ovis. It's Heise Gedol Hador from the Friede Kedkufis. Once we plug ourselves in to the Friede Kedkufis, to our rabbis, that they're connected to their rabbis, and their rabbis, and their rabbis, until we're connected to Avram Avinu, then Mosaic will make it forever. It's a double narrative, Rabbi Yerucham says. You can have the biggest professor, the biggest mind, the biggest genius in the world, and they don't know anything. They don't know anything. They can tell you how to land on the moon, the FS for I and the nothing. You take a Porsche to Alta Babichke, she's with a tichel in her house, and she stays, and she zint lich, she goes like this, and she's a spalil, and she's a spalil for a kinderach, she's connected to the Eibishter. Vielleicht haben wir noch mal aus dem Scheich, das alte Babetschke, ein alter Frey, und sie hat doch alle Tichale, und who knows if she even has all the teeth, was kennt sie und was weiß sie. Und dort ist ein größer Professor, ein größer Knack, and the biggest university, er kriegt doch Covid Malachim. Where does this alte Babetschke come to this gewaltige, mechubedike President, this mechubedike Vice Professor mit der größer Kopf? What shaykh is this professor have to this Frey? The Frey is the Chalik. She's connected to the Eibishter. It's the Chmura. She's talking to the Zelba God that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to. Do you know what that means? Yeah, but son, what's this mean? The Eibishter, the Malch Malchi Amlochim. And toch gered mit Yankov. And toch gered mit the Shvatim. And toch gered mit Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke to us by Mamre HaSinai. And the Frey, the Alta Babetschke, she stayed the same by the Lichtalach. And she goes like this. And she's connected to the Eibishter. She speaks right to the Eibishter. And the Eibishter listens to word that comes out of her mouth. She's connected. Und der große Professor, der große Kopf, der große Schuss. Nothing. What does he have? They had to land on the moon. Dimmian, 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 Gornish. What's the Nafke Minna? The Teretz is because the Alte Babitschke, she's connected to the Eibishter. How is she connected? Because her plug, her little extension cord, is plugged into the long, long lines of generators that are connected to the Ovois, they're connected to the Kei Avram Be'ezrei. She's connected. Why is she connected? She's doing what her mother did. And her mother's doing what her mother did. And her mother's doing what her mother did. Till she's connected to the Baba Sarah. She's connected to, and Sarah Imenu's connected to Avram. And Avram is connected to the Eibishter, the big generator. That's the importance of going back home. Going back to Unzer Ovos, we're connected. Once we're connected, we have everything. Take a little Yingala in the first grade. It's not noted, Rabbi Yerucham puts it down as a moiritik. A little Yingala, take a little kid from the Cheder, take a kid from any little school, any day school kid. Take the kid, tell me, my Yingala, who created the Welt? So up that clinking gracious non fang borulikim with the Yabish of Shafan Olitz. And he tells you how what the Yabish made the first day and the second day and the third day and the fourth day and the fifth day and the sixth day and the seventh day the Yabish rested. And he tells you a whole conversation that the Yabish had with all the Malishan and is the kid knows the Khnoir. You know what that means? The scientists and all the knackerai, what's happened? They say Hobam Gornish. When I claim the Yingal, I can tell you how the Yabish made the world in the first day and what he did in the second day. And the Yabish was happy with this and he was upset over here and he gave this person a matana and he had this person. He knows everything was doing in the Bria. What's the Lisa Klein Kin is learning Chumish? The Teretz says the kid is connected. His plug is plugged in the right place. He's connected into what? Into the tremendous generators. Into the Heilige Torah, into his Rebbe, into his parents. And all that is connected to the Eibishter. That's the message from this Gemara. Do a little pula, a kleiner pula, kaveya mokum the tfilosa, you're connected to the Ovis. Just connect, hold on. Life sometimes, it's so difficult, it's so hard, we don't understand the drachm of the Eibishter. We're not bali havonim if hashtein ish. But we know, just stay connected. When it's dark, we have to have the Amunah. No, we're holding on the Eibishter's hand, so to speak. Hold on to the Eibishter. Hold on to your Rebbe. Hold on to your father. Be connected with them. Be connected with them because they're connected. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us such a meridik matana. Every Yingala knows this mission by heart. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Umesara. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have no hasoga what those words mean, Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Geisha Tzadik went up into Shemayim, he took down the Torah, and he gave it over. Kindalach, take it right there. Remember I once told you, Moshe Kavod, from the Kedushas Levi, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Moshe was so great, he could take so much electricity. Shtozhvah, you would plug in one of these tape recorders, you would plug it into the biggest generator, the generator of the New Jersey Electric Company. The thing will explode all over the place. How could this little tape recorder take so much electricity? of a Moshe was so noira, he was so great at the end of the Kedushas Levi, that he can take so much energy and give it out to our klein kin. Dosat the Yevishik is up. A klein yingale can learn Bereshis Balakim and it doesn't explode from the power. And the Heilige Vilagoyin can take from Bereshis Balakim and it can be Mechayim Esim with those words. The Moshe Rabbeinu was such a gifted person, such a malach, such an ish noira. He knew how to take the Torah and put it down on the oifim that everybody can get from the Torah. A klein yingale can get from the Torah. Well, the Heilige Vilagoyin can get from the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu himself can get from the Torah. Do you know what the merchim between Moshe Rabbeinu is with a little yingale and our tkufa? And they both learn the psukh. The little yingle can plug in his little transistor and he gets electricity and he's a nitzchi from that. When Moshe Rabbeinu himself plugs himself into the Heilige Torah and he gets in the Bnei Sebalakim, there's no words could even know Moshe could describe what Moshe got from those words of Bnei Sebalakim. What we have to do is plug ourselves into the Friedrich Tkufa. Do anything you can if you see that your Rebbe does something. Imitate it. You know, I never understood the Gemara. It's half of a fella. The Gemara says in Brochus, the Gemara, I think it's Daf Mem Vav, Daf Mem Zayin. Hillel, when he used to say to Mishnah Shkolim Datzich in the beginning, Shloisha Hin, Shloisha Chin, he used to say, Hillel learned with Shmai Vavtalion, and Shmai Vavtalion were Gaidim. So they couldn't say a Ches instead of a Ches, they said a Hey. You know, some people can't say a Ches, so they say a Her. So they had slight speech effect. So Hillel Anossi, the God Ladur, the Maserif and Tehra goes to Hillel. What did he do? Whenever he got to that word, a speech effect that his Rebbe did, he imitated his Rebbe. His Rebbe couldn't say a Chay. See, Mahaye HaMesim. His Rebbe couldn't say a Chay. So he said, Beluchat Hashem, HaMes, not by Tvila, but we're talking when he said over Memra from his Rebbe. He said it over with the same speech effect. Fek di Gemara Lova, Favos. Zog di Gemara Chayav Adam Loima B'Shoyin Rabba. You mechuyif to say with the same Loshen of your Rebbe. What's this, imitating? You're making fun of your Rebbe. Your Rebbe has a speech effect against him imitating. What is the Gemara telling us? So don't stick my head over later. You have to be so connected to your Rebbe that he imitate your Rebbe. I'm not talking ones that are billy guy from the stand in front of a face and put him. He'll start imitating your Rebbe with grammar. Nish does that, man. Nish does that till he'll get on. He'll talk about the Sablin, the Nasi, the Gothel, the Tzadik, the Kodesh, the Polish, whatever you want is going to heal him. But part of the Messiah is say it over like your Rebbe. I'm so connected to my Rebbe, I'll imitate my Rebbe and everything. You have to be connected to Friedrich the Kedertis. We have to realize that. Our whole kingdom of Klal Yisrael is why? Because we're holding hands. Why are we holding hands? And to who are we holding hands? We're holding our hands unto the Rebbe's unto the Eltern. Why? Because they're connected to their Rebbe's and their Eltern. And they're connected further until we're all connected to Lekei Avrom. And we have to appreciate our Rebbe's. We have to appreciate our Eltern because they're the extension. They're the ones that connect us. They're the ones that give us electricity to go weiter. Still, if a person wants to be on his own. Today we have in America this musig, you're on your own. It's so wrong. Children have to be connected to your parents. You have to be connected to your parents for a kama of a kama sibis. You have to be connected with your rabbis for a kama kama sibis. It's the most important thing. Be connected to somebody older than you, somebody from the Friya Dikadur. Why? Because he's connected to somebody to the Friya Dikadur. Who should help you make your decisions? Your friend? Of course your friend likes you and I'm sure he means well. But who should be making your decisions? Somebody from the Friya Dikadur. Go to an elder mensch. Be connected. Go back until you're connected to the Kehav Ram Be'ezrei. The Mashal says, Adov Anoyre, in Psochem Nach Mem Tes, it's such a Mishun of the Gamashal Mekachalish and Mamish. He touches dirt in the Gemara. It says that Meroshe Kehilas Yankov, the Mashal says, Adov Anoyre. He says the difference between a Talmud Chochem and the Amoritz, when again to Torah is one thing. We own the Torah. And the Amoritzim, they stand on the side, please. Achulik, you have no Sheikhas. Mim Shechasin got me to Torah. You stand and you watch our Chasna, the Kansas Tanzen. Das ist Sheikhas, Chas Vesholim. The only enough Gemilis of the Mashah is between an Arusa and an Asura. When a guy says, Hareya Mekudeshisli, she is an Eishasish. She is an Arusa. She has a din of an Eishasish. Later on, once there's Yichud, then there's Halacha from a Nesua. But what's the Nafgimina in Halacha? No Nafgimina. The only Nafgimina is Be'adr, Ksubas, Weisach, Ander, Machlekes, Tanoim, Ander, Chiyuvim. Or Be'eshes Ish, is in a Chalz, Mit Arusa, she has a Dinev, Be'eshes Ish. Zog to Mashon, and Amoritz is just like a Tamachochem, Ben Negei Tzatoyla. Except the Tamachochem is in Nesua, and the Amoritz is in Arusa. But she deserves Be'eshes Ish. The Toyla mit them is Mamesh verbunden, Etchen Chasna, Gap, Mit the Toyla. But this we can understand a medrash. The Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabba Parsha Tes Oy Zayin says like this, a very nice story. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, Ma'ase b'Rab Yanai, shehayah mahalach baderech. Listen to the story; it's an interesting story. The Heilige Rav Yanai was going on the derech. So a person dressed so beautiful, is just so nice, in such wonderful clothes. Oh, so Gechata made a roshim Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai is not a fool; he's in Tana, and this, I made such a roshim Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai was mamish spoiled. Oh, my Lord, you had Rav Yanai gesagt to yet a mensch, Rebbe, miskabla gabon. He called him Rebbe. Maybe you want? Would you like to eat with us? Omalei said. He said him. He cleared his voice. He said, "Of course." So he's coming to be the guest to Rav Yanai. Hichnis lebeisoy. So Rav Yanai had such a moridikah covered. He had moridikah covered, and he brought in this person into his house. Rav Yanai stood there hechila. He gave him to eat. Vishko, and he gave him to drink. And then nu tamir chachom comes up to Zama by the table. Said, "I have to daf ledna learn it." He saw such a mechubedik a mensch. Shteit medish bodkoi b'mikro. He started talking with him in psukim. V'lo metzoi. The guy didn't know what's flying. He started talking dashen in psukim. The mensch of this gevust. He didn't know yibiru is small. He didn't know what he's talking about. So he figured, oh, as a psukim he doesn't know. Oh, mishnai is kind of good. Yada yid veistach mishnai is. B'mishne. He started talking to him in mishnai is. V'lo metzoi. Fight it. The guy was not moritz. He didn't know chumash. He didn't know mishnai is. So he figured, okay, this guy didn't spend time. Maybe he was busy. Chayes was. I'm a chubidik mensch. Mustami knows I got it. There's stories and drushes. Oh, ba'agoda. No, start talking to him learning. Ba'agoda. Ne, v'loim etzoi. Doesn't know anything. And he doesn't know no mikra. Doesn't know mishnah. Ba'agoda. What's good? But he's such a chubidik mensch. It's not shaykh. So then he's like, oh, b'talmud. Talk to him learning. Learn this. Ah, gives him a svari. Tells him over to Abchaim. Chayes was. Ne, v'loim etzoi. Right there. The guy doesn't know. Lamda. Akruma kop. They're going. B'chol agonisht. Oh, see, mom, she had more than the guy, Miss Nefesh. On the lace, he tells him, okay, sav blich. Okay, okay, time to bench. Let's bench. On the lace, the guy tells him, Yivolich Yanei Bebeisei. Yanei, you bench for me. See, my name really chalish. On the lace, he says, Rav Yanei realized, the guy doesn't know, nishkei chumash, nishkei mikra, nishkei mishneh, nishkei talmud, nishkei nagoda, kenor gonish. On the lace, he says, Izboch oma madano omalach. Can you say what I say over? In other words, you'll bench. I'll tell you what to say word for word. Could you do that? I'm like, yeah, I could do that. Oh, he's a halo. The guy at least could say over what I've got to tell him. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, my lays. He says like this. This is what you should say. Emor, say, that Yanai tells this person, Achel kalba pitse di Yanai. A dog ate the bread of Yanai. That's what you should say. Say those words. So the guy got angry. What's my hunt? Kom kofse. The guy gets up, he's not moritz. He doesn't know mikre, he doesn't know mishne, he doesn't know halacha, he doesn't know agoda, he knows not talmud, he doesn't know how to bench. There's no ivra. But don't think he can imitate. And he knows that Yanai said. Said that Yanai ate the bread. Yanai said that a dog ate the bread of Yanai. He got up and he grabbed hold of that Yanai. Yatusi gaboch! My Yerusha is in your hands! Mr. Ganef! You robbed my Yerusha! Da'at my Nayali! You're holding me back from my Yerusha! Obviously, he looked at him. What's Yerusha? Oh, my lace, he said, Maya Tusach Gabi. What's your Yerusha by me? What's the Gigama from them? Oh, my lace, he said, Chadzman Havena Ova Kumi Bei Sifra. Listen to this. Mulidik. Ah, Schafla. Zot this big amoritz. I once walked by a yeshiva. Vishamis Kol Hindim in the Yako Vomnim. I heard Kleine Kinderlach from the Yanukas. I heard Kleine Kinderlach that was saying, Toyra Tziva Lonu Moshe. It's a Menashe Tehillas Yankev. Menashe Tehillas Yainai Enksiv. Doesn't say that the Torah is a Yerusha to the Kehillah of Yanai. Ela Kehillas Yankev. That Torah belongs to me. You have my Torah. What are you knocking so much? Du bist Rav Yanai? Du bist Rav Yanai v'los Torah? You know you have my Yerusha? That belongs to me. If you think about what's stated in the Chazal, Sechadov Torah. You're talking about a person that doesn't have mikra, he doesn't have mishnah, he doesn't have halach, he doesn't have agon, he doesn't have birchas hamazon, and he grabs a hold of Rav Yanai. He says, Rav Yanai, you have my Yerusha. It doesn't only belong to you, it's mine. It belongs to me also. That's the word, how's the chayach? And until Rav Yanai got a ganzer falor, and then he said, he got lost in a ganzer conversation, how he asked the person, ganzer, shakla v'tahay, and a ganzer medesh, sahaf lo v'falor. What's the gemara? You could have the gres da amoritz. You can have a person that Chas V'Shom can't hear. You have to have a person Chas V'Shom that can't see. And that person's connected. Why are you such a knacker? Because you're learning Gemara. Because you are an Asua to the Torah. That person is also connected to the Torah. He's Narusa. Why? As Ayid. And Ayid is connected. Mitzadat's why he's connected. And he chapped the hold of Rabbi Yanai, Nein of Yanai. What you have belongs to me. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Aleph, Kol ha-mayneya halacha mipi Talmud. If somebody holds back a halacha from a Talmud, ki ilu goyiz loy menachas ha-voysov, you're robbing from his Yerusha, from his father. If let's say you could teach somebody Torah, a bacha is struggling, a bacha can't make it through a Tosfos. He doesn't know what's flying in the Gemara, he's so confused, kasha teretz. Doesn't know what's flying. And you want to go out and play basketball. But you saw the Rebbe let that bacha have it, the bacha is tumult. If you don't go out and say, forget about the basketball, you play basketball later. Go over to that bacha and say, come here, let's learn it, let's go through it together. I saw you were struggling, listen, don't worry, I went through the same thing. Let's do it together. And you take that bacha, you learn with some eternity, you know what you're doing, it's gevaldik. But if you have such a koyach, you don't do it, you're a ganav. I must tell you a story that happened to me. Every time I think about the story, or the tlerin come to my eyes, or I mamas up, I grab my face from bush, I'm so embarrassed from the story. But I'll tell it to you anyway. It's such a limerich, the meshug, every time I think about it. I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and when I went to Eretz Yisrael, I stopped off by a moich ha-svarim, and I was buying some svarim. I was standing over there by the moich ha-svarim, I didn't know anybody, it was 2 days before, as man, as a running in and running out, buying on the beseftas, and the first one was lebedik, it was merdedik. It's not Mr. Kiddush Hashem to see Bochum, you glide running, lebedik, buying svarim for the next man, migrates up, it's a gvaldik. No, I'm standing outside, I waited for somebody, I was standing outside, I didn't know anybody, I was just standing, drains, walking here, there. All of a sudden, I see a guy. So I recognize an American a mile away. I see a Yankee a mile away. So I say, Shalom Aleichem. He says, Shalom Aleichem. The guy says, where are you from? I said, I'm going to shoot him from Lakewood. I'm going to shoot him from Lakewood. I'm not from Lakewood. How about New Jersey? It's good enough for me. So I tell him, I'm from New Jersey. So the guy says, from where, New Jersey? So the guy says, so I tell him, all right, so I had no choice already. So I thought I'm from Lakewood. There were people running in and out, but all of a sudden, he heard the word Lakewood. His shoulders clench up. He says, Lakewood! Don't mention the word Lakewood to me. The more people start looking for my Zeitlich, but grubs are from Bushes. What happened? He said, again, don't mention the word Lakewood to me. I couldn't be massive. I was trying to go callers with Nuria. I used to guy, what did Lakewood do to you? What says I've got? And the guy holds the Gemara in his hands. He says, you see this Gemara? This Steinzal's Gemara? He says, this is the first Gemara I ever bought. I'm 40 years old. I went through all the garbage cans of Greenwich Village. I studied in that junior high in Lakewood, and none of you guys came out to greet me. Do you know what that means? This guy, who knows what schus we had to get back? This guy was a yid. And he's pointing a finger to me. And he's saying, don't mention the word Lakewood to me, because I was in that junior high. And you could have taught me Torah, and you didn't. How could I ever forgive you? Such a mythical message this guy told me. I walked away to tumult. I told it to Rav Yankiv Galinsky. His goof was Sachganza to Tresel. He told me he's told over the story 40 times. Do you know what achrayas we have to bring a person back and connect him? The Chazal tell us, Kol ha-mayneya ha-lochama pi-talmud ki lugoyz le menachas ha-voysov. That person that's off the derech is also a yid. It is a yid. And it's kumten that we should go out and reach that person. Bring it back. Come, let's learn a little bit Torah. Come, let me connect you to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. V'stamol zayin helik. V'stachastam mit agudu yiddish ha-tochte. V'stam yiddish ha-kinderlach. And they'll learn a lot of Torah. If you have the gelegenheit, then you have the opportunity to reach out to a person. Reach out to a person and bring him in to connect him to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And you don't. If you have an opportunity to teach somebody Torah and you don't, it's kilu goyiz of staganev. First gambas too. You're taking away his Yerusha. Yene grev amoretz. Got up. And he chapped the hold of Rav Yanai. Yerusha gaboch. My Yerusha was by you. You took my Yerusha. Why don't you teach me Torah? Why are you Rav Yanai? Because you know so much Torah. How about me? I'm also a Yid. You know what a message this teaches us? You know what this means? It means we can't sit late to Gamanut. Every second you have to be Marba Kovet Shemayim. You have to either learn by yourself so you should stay, and if you're not in the mood to learn, go out and reach out for somebody else. Go learn somebody that share your chokhmah with somebody. So you can bring him into Lekhe Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov. The Chazal tell us that it's so stark in Yerusha that belongs to us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tess. Akum Sha'asik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. And the guy that sits and learns Torah is Chayiv Misa, the base of us. He's touching my Yerusha. Get your hands off. It bothers me so much. I've added the art scrolls, a wonderful thing to have English books, and it did a tremendous about this Torah. But you know how many goyim are buying that? You know how many goyim are buying these English things? Those are the Shayim Alulim. Do you know how many Galochim have it? Somebody told me in Manhattan, they stand in the streets, they sell Kabbalah in English. Kabbalah. Kabbalah in English, Achmor Litzlan. They're giving it to Goyim. They took the crown of the Melech and they're rubbing it into the Ashba. Do you know what that means? Sachman Yelusha, mine Helika Kabbalah belongs to me. Kisvei Arizal belongs to me. And they went to them giving it out to Goyim, Shikurim, Mutunofim, in Manhattan. You know what an Aveda that is? Akov, it says that Akum that learns Tereshazik with Terechayiv Misa, he's a gan if he robbed my Yelusha. I mean, you want to rob 5,000 Migas unto hay. But go take my Tereh, that I'm not going to let you take. That's my Yelusha, that belongs to me. Money doesn't mean anything to me. Tereh means something to me. For Akum, a ganvas from a Yid is a halbetzer, but if he takes, God, there is a dinavah, we'll soon see, a ganav to a ganvas from a Yid, even a pruta. But let's leave that legish. Just been against the Tereh. At the end of it, that's going to end Pasik Tereh. Is a chayiv misa, you can kill him. For what? It's my Yelusha. It's not sure, it belongs to me. And this Yerusha belongs to every single Yid. Every single Yid, you're mechuyif to help out every Yid with this Yerusha. Gemara tells us it's a sukkah that chof ches. It's a whole aliches. But if you take a look, the Gemara tells us, a guy from Maisa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And then they asked him a bunch of questions. Tone Rabbana, Maisa, Rabbi Leze, Sheshavis, Begol, Elyo, and Shalu, Shloshim, Halochas, Behel, Chesukah. A ganze meise. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah of Ches, the godness from the Tanoim. And he told him in the course of the conversation, they asked him a bunch of shaylas, and he was shy, he did something, a lot of things, he said, lo shamati, and he couldn't be masik, what do you mean, lo shamati? Omer loy, so he told him, kol dvarecha enem elu b'pi ha-shmua, everything that you say is only p'i ha-shmua, only what you heard you could say over, and yourself, the kesh ha-shmachar is ha-intoyra. Omalahem his katuni loyma domish lo shematim pira boisai. You want us to say something I didn't hear from my rabbis? The whole mile of this town and this tana and invited the Heilige Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai also had this middah. He never said domish lo shematim pira boisai. He never said a different tana something he didn't hear from his rabbi. You know why? Because he wanted to be connected. His whole tana to be connected to his rabbi. My tana is what I heard from my rabbi, and I'm going weiter only with what my rabbi said. That's the connection. Our avoida, what we have to do, we have to connect to unzer ovis. If we connect to unzer ovis, we'll be zeicha for everything. And if we don't connect to the ovis, if we connect to goyim, we lose everything. You can take a look at our clothes and our style and our language and all our slangs and everything. How much of goyishkeit do we have in it? Do you mind, it's coming close to Purim. Could I tell you something? Somebody gave me a little paper clipping from I don't read the paper, Baruch Hashem. They also mentioned Vaita. Paper, you know how to read a paper. You have to burn all the papers with chomets. Any paper you see in the dorm, just throw them to the burn. Don't make a chomets fire right now. Just burn it. I compare them. A guy gave me a little article. I didn't want to be my time on my eyes to read the whole thing. But one paragraph, I just couldn't believe it. So I cut it out, and I brought this paragraph over here. I hope you don't mind. I just, look over yonder, face put him, come back. So I want to show you the difference between a yid and a goy. Listen to this. Listen to Haflin. And I better hope you don't mind. Oh, now David said you shouldn't make fires. Okay, so just take out the papers and put it by Rab David's step. He'll take care of the fire. But Rab David, can I read just a little stickle? Like this. I hope you don't mind, it's in base medish. This is from the newspaper. Here, clip. Kitchens and baths have also become magnets for more remodeling dollars than ever before. Much of it is high-end custom work. New York Times. This year, homeowners will spend $8.3 billion on custom kitchens and another $6.2 billion on custom bathrooms. I don't want to get personal. Do you know what you do in the bathroom? Don't you? $6 billion American goyim are going to give out for bathrooms, for toilet seats. Shoyimu shamayim. You know what I could do with $6 billion? I would make houses for Bnei Teren Eretz Yisrael. They should learn Yerev Alayla. For Chasna Mach Yisrael Meral Monis. I would give them all of what I can to make Yidden happy. I get a Ganeid Nemas Kenne Develop what this is. $6.2 billion. I can't even count so high.
An Americanish bank, you know what they end up? $6.2 billion on custom bathrooms. In other words, not only when the guy sits down there, he has to have a banker with the cushions and with the Shemu Shamayim, Shemu Shamayim, to make an avodah zarah out of a bathroom. That's about power. It's half of a fella. So when we imitate the Americans, we see this Meshuggah dribbling a basketball and throwing that punk gotchas, how knock it. He's a flip. And we imitate him. Shaita, you know how much money he makes? And you know how much money he uses for his bathrooms? Who are you imitating? That ain't there. Who are you plugging yourself into? And so on, who do you have pictures on the wall? From this Meshuggah Schwarz. It's doch ganz schwarz. The five and the top is the hazen came and a ganz schwarz came. And him you have on the wall. Shema Shemai, who are you imitating? Hold on, how do you get built from the stapler? Plug yourself into the stapler, kick an elam haba. Look at Avram Bezri. Be connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, and Moshe, Alan, David, Shlomo, Mitala. And instead, what do we do? Who do we imitate? We go to games, Achmor, Tzlan, Achshemzev. We use the radio, He's a Meshuggahim. They're spending him and all his chavrusas $6.2 billion on bathrooms. Shema Shemayim. Look at the difference between a Yid and a Goy. Look where they're connected. A Goy is so fallen. A Goy is so lost. Most of them, I must tell you, they're doing a little fixing in my house. I have a Goy that was doing work. Hope he doesn't hear the tape. Now, this guy, it's the first time I see a guy who's about 6'3". He's such a neat guy. He's a neat guy. He's a handsome guy. He's a powerful guy. And he's working. He's working. That's good. So I was thinking to myself, Shema Shemayim, I'm a normal Goy. I'm a neat Goy. I'm still in the house, I can't go out. So I was there, I had a little conversation, he helped me make shelves in my room for the Svarim. So I got into conversation. It didn't take too much longer, and the vomit came out. There's the mensch. I needed to get mensch. He was married 450 times. The mensch is on drugs. The mensch is on dope. He told me he lives on volume. Every day he pumps the bottles on volume. Shemu Shemayim, Shemu Shemayim, this Dokeinam Alagoy. Who we imitate? What do you have in the spouse of my goy? We're not supposed to imitate these people. These people are supposed to be good in our eyes. You have to hate the Ra. Havada, you have to treat them like cherets. Good morning. And every once in a while I come in, would you like to have a coffee? Havada, give them the coffee. I give them what's a daf. Because Achaz Hashem, Tanish Machan, Yechil Hashem. But the idea, who are these people? Chutz these Jew haters, the world Jew haters, Ladama Ochi. The Nidrika mentioned, And the Pasuk says, the Taina was, the Novi told us, the Pasuk Melochim Bezit Zayin, Vayechu Achre Ahevu Vayeh Bolu. When Yid Mechas V'Sholem go after Achre Ahevu Vayeh Bolu, you become a Gansom of Vulbul, you become a Tehevel, you become a Teir, there's nothing left. Why are the bars so full? Why do people drink? Why don't they live normal lives? They can't. They have such an emptiness. They have no direction. They feel that they're perchim ba'avir. They're not connected to anything. The pasuk in Tillim says, it says it out so clear, the beginning from David HaMelech's Tillim. Ashi o'ish eshel lo yalach batzatz v'shoyim v'derech ha'toyim lo yomud v'moshav leitzim lo yoshav. T'im b'seyres Hashem chavtza yimachubim mitatayla. U'v'seyres ha'yeg ha'yam v'v'layla. U'v'serayin g'tan alein et toganach. And if you do that, you'll be ke'eit shosel, you'll be connected, apal gemoyim, ashapia yitem bi'ita, you'll have wonderful children, ladoidis, v'leo lo yibo, leaving your sikhas chulon b'gevaldik. V'chashayatzi yatzliach, why? Because you're connected to Teira. To who are you connected to? You're connected to Avraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and to Tzadikim. Lo'ikein harishayim zabton eifin tilim, kim kamoitz ashetit v'neruach, v'as is arosha? He's moitz ashetit v'neruach arosha. Today it's this rotzen, tomorrow it's that rotzen, then this rotzen and that rotzen. And then moitz ashetit v'neruach, akein lo yikum reshayim ba'mishpot, v'chatoim ba'da tzadikim, zeren gantzim falol na mention. Ki yedei Hashem derech tzadikim v'derech reshayim tovid. Eishik epitul tilim. What is the message from Eishik epitul tilim? Who should you be connected to? Connected. Everything. And if some Chas Hashem is not connected to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and the guy's connected to the Meshugasim from America, the Meshugasim of all the Neshayim, the Balei Taiva, he's Moitz Hashetet Venu Ruach, kicked the Gornus, he has absolutely nothing.
What's the mile of the Ovis? Why are the Ovis so powerful? And what's the gewaldigkeit of a person being connected to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Was is as a schlecht if a person does have that shakas and tagoy? Is what's the gefeller? Let's take a look what's made to Ovis. Well, who are the Ovis? What did they do for us? And why is it that they're such mighty generators that if a person takes his plug and he plugs himself into the Ovis, he's a zeich of everything? What's the mile of the Ovis? Bilam Arosha. Bilam Arosha said in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar, Chav Gimel Tes, he said a Pasuk, Ki Miroish Tzulam Arenu. Bilam, look, Bilam was an Ovi. It says in the Chazal Sefri at the end of the Devarim, like come be yourself, come Moshe. There was no one in great and Christ like Moshe. Oh, but by Nevu Yisraelim, by the Umas Yisraelim, there were. There was someone that was as great, and they had three things that Moshe couldn't do in Nevu. And that was Bilam Arosha. Bilam at Fashtan Eisek. Nidrige Mensch. Oh, but in this Nakudi, had three Moshe to Gemalis. And what's it, Bilam at Arosha? The Ra was made to the Tev over here, which is the Tachas Abri, like the Ramchal explains. What did he say? Ki Miloish Tzurim Arenu, Taich Rashi, Ani Mistakel Bereishisom. Bilam Arosha says, I look with my Nevu into the heads of Klal Yisrael. Uvetchil Shrashayim, I look into the Shrashim. Vani Loyoisom Zag Bilam, I look at them and I see them. Miusodim V'chazokim Kitzurim V'kikvoyos. They're like mighty rocks and big leaves of the mountains. Are they always V'himoyos? What's the Taich always V'himoyos? Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sarah Rivka Rochav Leo, who are these giants? These people are Horim, these people are Gvoyos, these people are Tzurim, the rocks. And Bilam HaRosha saw that. The Ovis were such powerful people, they were so great, they were such Shloshim, that Bilam said, I have no koyach against the Jew. For us, because they're connected to the Ovis. Rashi says, a lot of people ask the kasha in this Rashi, it says in Rashi, Ve'eda Ela Ovis. It says Ve'eda Avraham al Yitzchak al Yaakov, and Rashi teaches Ve'eda Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov teaches Rashi Ela Ovis to the Ovis. So all the Mefarshim asks the Mizrahi, what does Rashi mean? Ve'eda Ovis. What does Rashi say? It says in Pasuk Ve'eda Avraham al Yitzchak al Yaakov. Was about business Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So Rashi Ela Ovis to the Ovis. What's Rashi trying to be madgish? Everybody Yigul knows Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is anun z'Ovis. The Pshat Lefi Analis Poshet. What was the tiny to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Abe said, what's going on? What are you complaining? Aren't you a powerful person? Can't you live with a stila? I told Avraham Avinu Va'alei Ula'oila and Kibi Yitzchak Yikaru Chazara. That doesn't stim one person with the other one. That snake, Subma, Machish, and Zezeh. And Avraham Avinu was powerful enough to live with it. He could live with the stila. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you asking Akasha? Why are you saying Lomai Reisa? Can't you live with a stila? Aren't you as powerful as the Oveis? Those are things Rashi. Va'eira Ela Oveis. The Ovis are people who can live with stilis. They're so powerful, even if they don't understand, they go weiter. That's the Moedik Kikoyach. That's in this whole lot of Arichas about this Nekud, but I don't want to go into it, because it's very, very late. But one Nekud, I want to be Messiah in this part. The most important thing about the Ovis is what Tzosses Levovei Nemo Lefanecha. They were powerful people. They were powerful people. The Baratia were powerful people. They knew how to take everything, even if they don't understand it, they were Zecha for everything. A person is to everything if he's connected to these powerful people. We have to read stories about Gedolim. You have to buy all the Sfarim, the Maisa Bichalach in Yiddish, or if you don't read Yiddish, then let it be in English or in simple Lashon Kodesh, whatever level you are. Get these stories and read them. Connect yourself to stories of the Chofetz Chaim. Connect yourself to stories of the Ki Vega. Connect yourself to stories with the Heilige Bar Dichavim, with the Baal Shem Tov, with the Vilna Goyim, with the Rambam, with the Rishonim, all the Tanei and Vamanei. Connect yourself with them. Connect yourself to the Ovis. Connect yourself with the Emois. Do all your pulis in Azazot Oifen, that you're Natua and you're Mechuba together with these people. Because if you're Natua and Mechuba together with these people, this is Zoycha Zayin for Allah Zachem. Hashem, if a person stands alone, is a Falorna. Betzem, I just, one more knetch. The last 2 weeks we spoke about the Indian of Shabbos. The Indian from Shabbos is a person has to be Menucha. Menucha is also such a thing, such an akuda. It means that everything stimmed, even if you don't understand. My Malacha is not ending. It's not Nishgenik. Avakilu Malacha Asuya. Make believe Sigenik. Let me destir it. Gave weiter. It's the same idea, an akuda, what they always had. That's in your Menucha Shabbos. What does it mean a guy's rest? Everything stims. I bet him, you know, Sunday's a ganze tumult. But for these 24 hours, I can live even though this is stira. That's a very tief avoid, but you have to think about it. To be Messiah in the Nakuda is, Kol ha-kaveh ha-mokal mitfilosei, the Chazal told us that if you kaveh ha-mokal mitfilosei, even if you do a pula ktana, you connect yourself to the Helika always with the Zeuchah for everything. And with this, a person can be Zeuchah for Hanhoga, for Malakei Avraham Be'ezrei.
This time it's very late, so the next time I'll be mashing with a stack of the myself.